During your hot coffee on a 99 degree weather day.
It was really, you know, you make a decision and then you're too far down the rabbit hole to stop, so you have to continue on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel about this coffee. I'm halfway through it and I could not finish it, I guess, but then I would have to get up and put it somewhere else.
The problem is you use $100 bills as filters, so you feel really guilty to not drink the coffee.
Every single time I see that delicious brown liquid pouring through Benjamin Franklin's face, mm-hmm. I think, I should really finish this.
And see, that's the problem, is it's very confusing for the listener, because you also use $100 bills as toilet paper.
Yeah.
So,
well, what am I going to do? Not do that kind of stuff? And I just replaced all of my sugar with cocaine. Not even bad cocaine. Really good cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you want some cocaine?
I've been waiting and waiting and waiting.
Oh, this whole show's going to go right up our nose.
Booger sugar.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Remember this? Remember the show that we do? 60 Bits Podcast, episode 89?
I do.
Entitled Booger Sugar.
Say that.
Unless we can beat it. But I don't think we'll be able to beat that. Welcome back. Sorry we've been sort of missing in action there a little bit. And I hope you missed us. We miss you. I missed you.
Mm-hmm.
I missed you so much. I missed you. So come here. Come closer. Get a little closer to your phone. Yeah, there you go.
You assume everybody listens on their phone.
Where else would they? Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. Hey, get a little bit closer to your computer.
You assume everybody listens on the computer.
Yeah, no, okay, you're right. Get a little bit closer to your Creative Arts 3 MP3 player. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, your Digital River, your fucking Zen Zune.
Does no one get this show by order of mail with a cassette tape? They order the tapes, right?
Yeah, a ca-single. Everybody's getting ca-singles of this show.
Good.
Okay, you can't stop the signal. You can't stop the ca-signal.
It's hell on my hands to package them.
Scott does all of it because he's got really nimble fingers. So he can package up those very quickly. Welcome back to the show. This is a show where sometimes we talk about video games and the like. Like I said, this is episode 89, and we're very glad to have you with us. I'm joined, as always, by Scott T. Narver. Scott, hi, how are you?
Not always.
Much of the time.
Yeah.
I would say 95% of the time.
I would say 84% of the time.
No, that's not true. How many other guest hosts have we had?
Probably.
I don't want to hear it. None of them are as good as you are.
Oh, all right.
Not a single one of them, with the exception of maybe Steve Sears.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
You don't know.
My buddy Brendan was a co-host on the show once.
Yeah.
That was a pretty good one. One time I just did it me.
Right.
That was pretty good.
The one time that you got the guy from Kip Fockwinkle.
Oh, yeah.
Kip Vanderhoeven.
Yeah, oh, Kif.
Kif.
Kif, yeah.
What a confusing name
Well, it's a funny story. Somebody couldn't call him Chris, so they called him Kif, and it stuck.
Why?
I don't know. When he was very young.
Was it the Queen of England? And he's like, well, I have to keep it now. It's the Queen of England.
I think it was by royal decree. You're probably correct. So video games, I like them. It has been...
No, you don't.
No, I do. See, that's the thing.
Oh, turned around.
I decided that, maybe now's the time. I'm finally going to start liking them. It has been a really excellent couple of months, really, for video games. We just happened to go on a miniature hiatus right when things started to happen.
As Josh complains the rest of the year, like, nothing's going on.
Well,
nothing's happening.
So we had this kind of this big release chunk over September, like end of August and September.
If I eat too many burritos, I have a lot of release chunks.
I've seen you release chunks, and it is ugly.
Yeah.
One time, we were driving back from somewhere, I don't remember, Long Beach maybe, somewhere that was maybe like 30, 40 minutes away, and I was
driving. Was I driving or you driving?
I'm sorry, when I say we, I don't mean you and I.
Oh, the listener?
I mean the listener. it was my wife, my dear, beautiful, sweet.
Your what?
Sweet wife. My dear, beautiful wife.
But you're what?
My wife.
But come on.
My beautiful wife.
Come on.
My handsome wife.
That's not how you said it when you got married.
My banging wife. My hot, hot wife.
You were so happy to do it Borat style for a while.
Oh, no. What a... I should go back and edit this out. Let's just... I won't, but let's just pretend that I picked up on the bit.
Snip, snip.
Yeah, because I'm an idiot. My wife. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, that's embarrassing. Sorry.
Yeah, doing a Borat bit?
Yeah, yeah. Super embarrassing. So we went to...
Shagadelic, baby!
Alrighty then. God, do you remember that? When was the last time you watched Ace Ventura? Buddy, does not hold up.
What?
Does not hold up.
Does not hold up.
Does not mum bum. Bup, 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 bup,
but
bup.
It's got Tone Loke and Dan Marino.
Ugh, man. Not.
Both Golden Globe nominated actors, I think.
Yeah, Cable Ace Award, if you're lucky. That movie does not hold up. You know, the part of that movie that holds up is the part where he's sort of marching around in a tutu and slams his face down onto the bench.
Yeah.
That part will never cease to amuse me. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. His timing is so great.
I would think in that movie all Ace Ventura parts are great. Mm. Things around it are like, all right.
Those are 90s.
Punching the mascot at the end of that movie,
eagle, yeah, that's okay.
That made me laugh so hard when I watched it in the theater, and I still will giggle every time, but I wish I laughed as hard as I did the first time.
Yeah.
Because beating up a mascot, and especially punching the head of a mascot, which causes the head to turn, which incapacitates their sight, to me is like a fart. It's
you're
so funny.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong. That's funny. There are funny bits of the movie, but the movie as a whole, nah, skip it. Keep it in your mind's eye.
I converted it to my digital collection recently, along with Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls.
Now, when he's being birthed from the rhinoceros, the fake rhinoceros asshole.
Yes.
Pretty funny.
Yes.
Pretty great. Haven't seen that movie in a while, can't comment.
The fight scene with Tommy Davidson.
Fight scene with Tommy Davidson. It's great. When he gets the second spear in the leg, good bit. Mm-hmm. Solid joke.
Yeah.
Joke's been around for a long time. They do it really well.
It sucks that in that movie, because I didn't like it when it first came out. I was being snobby. I don't know. I let it go. It's a shame, like with that movie and what I've heard about Dumb and Dumber 2,
They
just do a lot of the same jokes again.
Yeah.
I don't know why that happens. Because
it's a proven commodity. Because you say, well, this worked the first time, so it'll work again. We're idiots. Blah, blah, blah.
You got to make it different.
You got to make it bigger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you don't. Because you're lazy. Maybe you don't know how to write comedy. Maybe you do know how to write comedy, but the people above you don't. They just want more of the same because they don't know how to write comedy.
Jesus?
It's Jesus or like a guy with a hovercraft.
Oh. Damn you, hovercraft Jesus.
Anyway, so we're driving back from a bar. She had had quite a bit to drink. This is just going back to releasing chunks. She had quite a bit to drink. She was in the front seat. We had friends in the back seat. She said, I think I'm going to throw up. I said, wait, we're on the freeway. I will get off the freeway and we will pull over and you can throw up.
You told someone to wait to throw up.
Well, I said,
because that's not an option.
I said, well, just can you hold it in for just a minute?
To try and suppress your throwing up.
And you know,
just put your finger down your throat.
When you say that'll do it.
That'll
do it. Just the whole thing down there.
I imagine that your finger will prevent it. Use your longest finger possible.
And so, you know, when you say you're going to throw up, you rarely say, I'm going to throw up. It's usually, I think I'm going to throw up.
Oh, mine's like, I'm going to throw up.
Okay, well, then you sound like you're too far gone at that point. This was, I think I'm going to throw up. So, and I'm sure she'll love me telling this story for tens and thousands of people to hear. But we are pulling over. I slowed down to maybe like 50 miles an hour. We have all the windows open in the car.
Okay.
Because we've been trying to get some air in the car, you know, to make it a little bit easier to breathe. So she lets fly from the passenger seat, and it goes out into the wind, and then immediately gets whipped into the back seat.
Oh my God.
And covers everything, including the people, and the phones, and the seats, and the upholstery, and just everything.
And that's when you hit the James Bond ejector
and now
for
I have,
the front yeah. section of the car to and, just move forward and
now
leave
I have,
them.
And now I have a new wife. I have a better wife, a less pukey wife.
You gotta get a less pukey wife.
You know, look, you gotta pay that extra $500 or whatever they want for it now, because believe me, I didn't, and I should have.
Oh my God, she barfed on everyone?
Oh man, yeah. Not on everyone. She technically threw up out the window, which is exactly what you would want to do in that situation, just not at high speed.
That's a 3-point arc barf.
It was good, yeah. I mean, it was, if they were keeping score, Like, if it was being judged, it would have been really impressive.
That's a John Paxton barf.
Because it hit everything.
That's my sports reference, everybody.
It was solid. No, it was good.
For the year.
So,
how, releasing are you friends with them anymore?
Oh, God, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. They were in the wedding.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're all great friends. I was just there visiting them up north.
And they got barfed on, and they're still friends?
Oh, yeah. That's real friendship, Scott.
I guess so.
In fact, I was. We were parking our car last night. A couple of nights ago, it was her birthday, and we were coming home, and we were walking to the elevator, and I said, oh, what's this on the ground? That doesn't look right. That shouldn't be down here. What kind of... Is this an emergency? What kind of fluid is this? Well, this looks... Did somebody... What is this? So, like an idiot, I put my hand in it.
No!
And I will do that. I don't have a problem putting my hand in things. I really don't. I don't know why, but I put my, like, two fingers in there, you know? Just put two fingers right in, and then picked it up to my nose.
What?
And I said, oh, that's somebody's vomit.
Did you start? Are you sure?
Yeah.
You only did a sniff test, Josh.
I didn't do a taste test because I will not go that far.
All right.
Yeah, but it's just, oh, yeah, I'll give anything the sniff test. I'll give any, yeah, what do you need? You need me to sniff something for you?
Man, too bad you're married.
Hey, yeah, sorry, buddy. Sorry, I wish I could help you there, but, yeah, I'll give anything the sniff test. What do you need sniffed? I'll sniff it right now. I don't give a fuck.
Before the gynecologist comes in, we're going to have the gynosniffer come in and just give you a whiff.
Yep. Excuse me, ma'am. This will just take one. Just take a moment. It's not the profession I wanted, but it was the profession I was chosen for. Anyway.
Thank you, Hovercraft Jesus.
Thank you. That's
via the jets.
That's the sound he makes when he goes away. Anyway, so those are my two.
Were you able to tell whose vomit it was by sniffing it?
I'm not that good, Scott. I'm not that good. I'm not a vomit
sommelier. Oh, no. Reggie!
I'm not a... yeah. And we gotta get to him fast. He's got intestinal distress.
This is from an hour ago.
We need to... Still fresh. Anyway, so...
That's what Jurassic Park needed, that Muldoon could have had that skill.
It was a deleted scene.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, clever girl. And she's sick. She ate something bad.
What video games have vomit in them?
Hmm.
Street Fighter 2 has vomit. That was always a fun thing to try and get the guys to vomit.
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, it was such a quick splurge. Like, you did a lower attack.
Yeah, and it was
and then
sort of
it was yellow or red. And it's such a quick passing moment. Street Fighter, you go, wait a second, did they just puke? And they're still fighting?
Bo Rai Cho. From Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
He's a big vomiter.
Right?
Yeah, he would throw up on you. Which is, his name is Borracho, which is Spanish for drunk, is Borracho. So, Borracho.
What's Borracho?
Drunk in Spanish.
Oh.
It's a word for drunk.
Wait, so. I thought you were saying that. Oh, okay.
So, his name is just sort of a weird, like, signified version of Borracho.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I know there. All I can think of is that scene in the first Mission Impossible movie when they make that guy throw up for some reason. I'm searching. You remember in the CIA headquarters, the guy with the glasses who's in the room where they have to rappel down and get on his computer?
Oh,
and they
yeah.
make him real sick with, like, pen juice?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's all I can think of.
Pen juice.
Pen juice?
Don't drink that pen juice.
I do not drink that pen juice. I gave it the sniff test. Don't do it. What's been new with you? How's things? I mean, I'm just vomiting over here, and we haven't even talked about you. What's shaking, Bacon?
Just been podcasting. Just been, I don't know. What happened? I saw The Visit, which I told you a little bit about beforehand.
Yeah, spoiled the whole thing at my request.
Yes.
Yep.
I thought it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what I've read.
If listeners, if you're like, I don't know about that M. Night Shyamalan, just go. Just go in the movie theater. Go with a lady. She'll grab onto your arm. It's freaky. Go with a bunch of people in the theater. It's fun.
Or if you're a lady, go with a man and he'll grab onto your arm.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Maybe he's a wuss.
Or maybe he's not. Maybe he just wants to make you feel safe.
Yeah, because he's a wuss.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. No, that makes sense.
Josh, I'm a wuss.
I
give me your arm.
I didn't want to say it. Scott, you're hurting me.
Give it.
So you saw The Visit. Good. Yes. Yeah. That's exciting.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
I honestly can't think of any other.
I know. I'm sorry. I hate that question. I don't mean to put you on the spot with that.
But I forget.
I'm the same way. I'm the exact same way. And then somebody will remind me and they'll say, weren't you just talking about this thing? And I'll say, oh, yeah. I guess I did do that. I did do that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Have you ever done...
I shot a movie in May?
Yeah. you remember that when I... That was...
Christmas happened around December.
Yeah, again.
I took part.
Uh-huh. I celebrated. I like that it's all slowly turning into a Rick Moranis character. Have you ever done one of those escape rooms?
No.
I'm going to do one of those pretty soon.
Really?
Yeah.
By yourself?
No, not by myself. With seven other people.
Seven?
And I feel like
the lucky seven.
Years of video games are going to make me really good at that, but I'm not sure.
I don't know, because it's teamwork.
Right. That's
so you
got
to rely on your team.
Yeah.
And as fun as it is to go on a party, because it seems like those are set up for more of a party rather than you get together with your best team investigators and decipherers.
I would need a crack team of investigators and decipherers.
Yeah, but it's like your old friends and wives like, oh, I don't know. And some guy's like, I don't even want to be here. Like, you're not helping.
Yeah. Well, I would hope
that I found that thing a while ago. Like, you asshole, why didn't you say anything?
I would hope that everybody would want to be there. My big fear is that I would try to take charge. Like, I would try to take over, you know, because I have a tendency to do that.
You just get in a panic and start slapping everyone and throwing coffee in their face.
Wake up!
You've been here for 25 minutes, but we haven't escaped.
Yeah, there are a bunch of them around town. There's one where you're stuck in a cave. There's one where you're stuck in like an old-timey detective's office.
I've seen that one.
Yeah.
They showed that on Conan O'Brien.
Uh-huh, yep. And there's one where you're stuck in like a Saw-esque puzzle.
So someone gets murdered.
Somebody actually kills someone. There's one where there's a zombie chained up in the room with you. And the zombie gets closer by the minute. They like let slack out of the chain it's attached to.
That's weird.
I know, right?
But it's just a person.
It's just a person, but it's still kind of interesting and fun.
I don't know. Would you just be like, all right, stop it.
Come
I'm
on,
trying to solve this.
Hey, man, cut it out.
And then like you grab a nipple and then they're like, stop, hey.
Yeah. I don't think, I wonder how that works because you can't touch them, I'm sure. But
they're chained up, Josh.
There's nothing they can do.
Or you get crazy and you beat them over the head with a bat. Like, there's a zombie in here.
Are you watching The Strain?
No.
Ah, oh, it's pretty good.
Okay.
It's not good, but it's pretty good. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, Katie...
It's good candy.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I shouldn't be eating this.
I was described as hate watching it the other day.
Well, most things that you do involve hate.
Yeah, you can prefix like hate dash whatever.
Yeah.
It's a good show. That's a fun, stupid show.
Okay.
Like, good vampire stuff, you know, people getting heads cut off and... Like magical, mystical vampire nonsense, and it's good.
Have you seen Mike Tyson's Mysteries?
Is that a thing?
Yes.
Wait, that's a show on Adult Swim.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
It's great.
Yeah, it's an anime.
In the vein
thing,
of
right?
A Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
I
right.
mean, we talked about Rick and Morty a lot on here.
Yeah. But did you watch this week's episode?
No, I haven't seen any season two.
Oh, that's right. Weakest episode of the season so far.
Well,
not bad.
That's not saying anything bad at all.
Yeah, it's fine.
I've heard people lately talking about how they don't like the pilot of that show.
Really?
And really criticizing it, and I'm going, I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, I liked it. Rick and Morty for 100 years.
Yeah.
RickandMorty.com. It's funny jokes.
But Mike Tyson's Mysteries?
Yeah.
In the vein of a Scooby-Doo?
Yeah.
You got Mike Tyson.
Okay.
And you're never really sure if he gets it, which is...
That's funny.
Which is immediately great.
Is he voicing...
Yeah.
Good. No, good.
His adopted daughter, his adopted Chinese daughter, Young He, a ghost.
Is that a real thing?
Marcus of Queensberry.
Does he actually have an adopted daughter?
No.
Okay.
No.
I mean, maybe. Who knows at this point?
The ghost that hangs around them, Marcus of Queensberry.
Slimer.
But he's a fop.
Got it. Is that true?
From the 1900s.
Marcus of Queensberry?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
And Pigeon.
Is it a pigeon?
A talking pigeon.
Oh, right. Cause
voiced by Norm MacDonald.
Sold. That's all you had to say.
Yep.
You should have started there.
I thought about it, but I
was
wanted to build
board.
Up to it because I wanted you to be like, well, what?
His fucking KFC commercial makes me laugh so hard.
Then you'll fucking die laughing.
Oh, man.
In Mike Tyson's Mysteries.
That shrug he does when he says, I'm the real Colonel Sanders. And then he just shrugs at the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Genius. Fucking great.
You're going to like this show.
We were just discussing that we hope Tim Meadows is the next Colonel Sanders.
Who's we?
Just some comrades. Colleagues and I?
Comrades.
Some comrades.
Some Russian
propaganda.
I was at
my Communist Party meeting and we decided...
Well, I knew Tim Meadows was a commie.
Yep. Also a good episode title, but not as good as Sugar Booger. Booger Sugar.
Sugar Booger.
Yeah, that's my nickname for you now. Sugar Booger.
Hey, Sugar Booger.
Oh, a little Sugar Booger. I would very much
Can I get some ranch for these fries?
Whatever you say, Sugar Booger.
I think she's insulting me.
I would very much like to talk about a couple of video games. Is that all right?
Sure.
Could I do that? Because...
Next episode.
Yeah, sorry. This is 40 more minutes of talking about Sugar Boogers. I have Metal Gear Solid 5. And it is one of... And I'm 30 hours deep.
On the dot?
Close. I think maybe like 31 or so.
Ooh, then let's...
Let's not talk about it. It is one of my favorite games I've ever played.
Really?
It is so good. You should get it. You should absolutely get it. It's so much fun. There's so much to do. What? Why are you laughing?
I think it's fun. I've seen another part of the game that when I watched a friend of mine who listens to the show, Ron.
Yeah. Hey,
Ron.
What's up, Ron? Thanks for listening, dog. fucking Ron!
It's fun to watch. I don't think I'd have fun playing it because he grabbed the low pan looking guy, the really, really, really old guy, and you carry him around and you're escorting him out. You're running away from helicopters and other guys.
Sure.
Have you not done a part where you're carrying like a guy that looks like 1,000 years old?
That happens a few times, but not with people who look like they're 1,000 years old. Okay. So sometimes you have to pick somebody up and carry him out, but that doesn't happen very often. Maybe just for that particular mission.
It was funny to watch, but it looked like a pain in the ass to play.
It's so fun. That game is so amazing. Just like the number of systems that they have in place that like all sort of play with each other.
Yes.
You know, like around the stealth. Like you're not a big sneaking game guy, right?
If there's great reward to it. Manhunt, I was the sneakiest motherfucker on the planet.
Okay, well, yeah. This is not really a Manhunt-esque game.
I know.
Okay, right, yeah. So, if you're listening to this show, you definitely know what Metal Gear is. I won't bother to catch you up. But I will just say that Metal Gear, that the fifth one is nothing like 1 through 4, or, you know, Metal Gear Solid, and, Sons of the Patriots, and blah, blah, blah. It's not like the originals. It's not like, you know, those games at all. It's an open world. No. I mean, it's a huge open world game.
Yes.
It's a giant open world game. And you can really sort of run around and do whatever you want, whereas the previous games are much more linear and, you know, story-driven. This game has story, but it's not... You know, the Metal Gear story has been really hinky anyway, but the story here seems to just be kind of... you do that also, but it sort of takes a backseat to the gameplay, which is fine.
Okay.
Which is great, because the Metal Gear story has always just been total nonsense since forever.
Right.
And, you know, just the sheer volume of stuff there is to do is great. They have, you know, I think I'm on mission like...
Can you steal cars, then turn them in for cash?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, I was going to go on a series of jokes about things in Grand Theft Auto, but
you can.
They're all true.
You can. So the game has this system, and if you haven't played it at all and you don't want anything spoiled, you may just want to skip. This is very, very, very minor. Very short...
Spoilers.
Spoilers right here. A very short period of time into the game, you get the Fulton recovery system, which is basically an inflatable balloon that you can attach to just about anything in the game.
I've seen that.
And it gets carried off back to your base.
Yeah.
And you can then use it later. So you do this.
I shot my dog a whole bunch and then they...
Oh, no, not D-Dog.
They parachuted him out.
You're a monster, Scott. How could you do that? How could you do that to D-Dog?
Because I was trying to toughen him up, Josh.
He's the best video game dog there is. He's actually really great.
What about Dead to Rights?
No, still better. Because you can get a costume for D-Dog that has a knife on it.
Yep, I saw that.
Did you see that? Where he's got a little knife in his vest and he pulls it out with his teeth?
Yep.
And he stabs a guy in the throat?
For a dog with such poor depth perception.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing that he can continue to do that. But you can balloon anything out. So you're building up your home base by sort of tranquilizing bad guys and examining their statistics, which you can see for some reason, and then sort of just ballooning them back to your home base.
To do rectal exams on them.
To do all kinds of exams on them. You're building this giant mother base back at home while you're out doing these missions. It is so much fun. The stealth is great. The selection of weapons that I'll never use because I only play those games like very, very, very sneakily. So I'll never use a gun that doesn't have a silencer on it for the most part.
Really? Ever?
Ever. No, never. No, that's true. There was a boss fight where I used a shotgun. Ooh. I did use a shotgun in a boss fight. Okay. Which was pretty good. Because you need to, like, knock somebody into something. And the mm-hmm. best way I could find to do that was with a shotgun.
Okay.
And it totally worked. That's a game where you can kind of think, like, hey, I wonder if this would work.
And so I play all games, Josh, and most of the time it doesn't.
Well, in this game it usually does. So you've got, like, a Sony Walkman that you listen to all your mission briefings on, right? At some point you can upgrade it to have a speaker on it, so you can play sounds from it, out loud music, mission briefings, whatever you want. Around the game world, there are cassette tapes of things, of just sounds that you can play.
The best of Dr. Demento?
I'll double check, but I don't think so. But, like, for example, there are porta potties, like, scattered around the military outposts.
Yes.
Where you can hide, and you can hide bodies in them. If you go into one of those things, and you happen to have found the tape of a guy going to the bathroom, because that exists in the game for some reason.
Yeah, it does.
And you turn that on, like, the soldiers who would maybe normally come and check out the porta potty will just keep going. They'll, like, kind of get grossed out and keep walking.
Had the Metal Gear game started
yeah.
with the whole cardboard box you're hiding.
Yeah. And that's, like, we haven't even gotten into the weird cardboard box shit yet.
Had they started with the cardboard box and porta potty sounds.
Yeah.
If those two were blended together, I'd be the biggest Metal Gear fan on the planet.
Like, what do you mean? Like, just shitting in a cardboard box?
Yeah, like, instead of, like, oh, in this high-tech factory, there's a cardboard box in here. And then they go, hey, what's that? And then... and it's like, oh, well...
clearly somebody's shitting in that box. I better not bother them.
Yeah.
You know, but
when... I love that game.
So you can hide in those boxes, and a lot of times if you're not hiding in a conspicuous... like, if you're just right out in the middle of nothing, not next to anything, they'll figure it out.
Yeah, unless you were shitting, then they'd leave you alone.
You know, I'll try it. But I don't think it's going to work, but I'll try it.
It's really taxing to play those old games and to just make the fart noises yourself.
Sure. Well, you know, on the Dreamcast, you could just do it right into the Dreamcast microphone. So,
and then Seaman would show up.
Yeah, he would learn how to fart.
Mm-hmm.
I love that game. I'm going to finish it. It is... I'm just sort of biding my time. I think I'm... 32% complete with it, 33% or something.
Okay.
And I'm about 30 hours in, so I'm probably gunning to spend 50 or 60 hours in that game.
Is it a weird game to 100% because there's other weird stuff to do, or is it just storyline? Probably.
No, there's all kinds of side missions to do.
Okay.
All kinds of side missions to do. You know, and you can have a lot of fun with the balloons, like, you know, you can knock a guy out and then sort of wake him up, get information out of him, and then attach a balloon to him while he's still awake. And, you know, the balloon sort of pulls you halfway up before it takes off.
That's when I would shoot the guy.
You could do that, but then you don't get anything for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I bet your base really sucks, Scott.
I bet it does.
I bet you had a really bad mother base.
Not until I get that diarrhea tape, then I'm all right.
There's a whole online component to it also that I've not even touched. You can build up your base in such a way where other people can attack it online, and you sort of have to stop them from doing that. You can also go out and attack other people.
Stop it. Will you stop it?
Hey,
go to school.
Hey, you can go out and attack other people's bases, which is basically like a sort of a, it's just a level. It's just like a Metal Gear level where you have to sneak through and take out all their guards and sort of get to a specific point on the map.
Oh, you got to take them all out, like to a fancy dinner date or ski ball.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to take them all out to play skee ball on the boardwalk on the Jersey Shore.
And it's at different stations, and you got to be like, oh my gosh, I'll be right back. I just got to go to the bathroom real quick. Hey, sorry about that. I was getting a cotton candy.
It's basically the restaurant scene from Mrs. Doubtfire.
Yes.
That's all it is. That's
sold.
That's the whole thing. So that game is great. If anybody has any questions or needs any information about that game,
read the instruction
manual. Read the instruction manual, and if that doesn't cover it, ask me on Twitter at jschmuck2. Because I would love to talk to you about that game.
Did you get the chicken head?
I did not get the chicken. I will not do the chicken head.
Did you get the chicken head?
I've never gotten it. It asks you.
Oh, okay.
It says,
at one
hey.
Point, it was just my friend. I was watching him play. I was watching Ron play.
Yeah, yeah.
And it just was on his head at
right.
one point.
He must have answered yes to that question
he
at some
freaked
point.
Freaked out.
Yeah. Because it'll say, hey, it seems like you're having some trouble with this mission. Do you want to put on this chicken head, which makes you... I don't think it's invisible, but like much harder to detect.
You can't be detected for the first couple of guys.
Oh yeah, okay,
something like that.
Yeah, but you can't.
I looked it up because it's fucking weird.
Right. Oh yeah, that whole game is fucking weird. You can put like anime posters on the outside of your cardboard box, and dudes will just stop and ogle it.
Yeah, but what about the diarrhea sounds?
Those don't help you there. But you can play, like, if you've got your tape recorder and you found the sound of a bear, because you can tranquilize...
A big gay man?
Yeah, and he says, "Hi, it's me,
Hey,
Jeff.
Twink!"
You can tranquilize animals in the game, and you make a whole zoo back at your... at Mother Base. Like, there's a whole animal preserve that you're trying to populate. So, like, if you...
What?
Yeah. If you tranquilize a bear... and you balloon the bear out, it goes back to your thing, and you go back to your zoo area, and you pick up the cassette tape that's next to the bear exhibit. It's a bear roaring, and it will scare people away.
This is so...
It's so weird! It's so weird, but so great because it's so weird.
Do they think that this character is Superman, and then he's building his Fortress of Solitude?
Kinda, yeah. I mean, this all sort of leads up to Metal Gear 1, where he's got Outer Heaven, you know, and that's what you're blowing up as Solid Snake.
Can you smoke?
Yeah.
Really?
You can. Yeah, the Phantom Cigar. It's basically an e-cigarette that he lights with his iDroid device, which is sort of like your map radar thing. And when you smoke it, it makes time progress because the game is a day-night cycle. So like if it's daytime and you want to infiltrate a base at night,
yes,
you smoke, and then it shows you a little watch, and the clock is turning, and then you stop smoking when the time comes for when it's nighttime.
This is so bizarre.
Dude, there's so much to it. There's so much to it. You should really give it a shot. It's great.
I like watching people play it.
It's really good. We may have time after this.
Oh.
Just turn it on. We'll see. Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
Can I also talk about Rainbow Six Siege?
I would prefer that you did.
Because this is the first day you can really talk about it. I think technically yesterday. Either way.
So this is Bruce Willis.
Yep. Bruce Willis...
Annette
Bening, Channing Tatum.
Oh.
Denzel Washington.
Tony Shalhoub.
Who else? Yeah, this is the Siege. Sorry, I picked up on the joke just a little too late after I said Channing Tatum. That movie's pretty good.
No, it isn't.
No, The Siege?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good one.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Nah, it's good.
I like this is the one that you're like, no, this is good. You're like, that's shit. That's
no,
terrible.
No, come on. The Siege is good. Denzel, right? Denzel?
I don't remember if he's in or not.
Because Bruce Willis is the bad guy, kind of.
Yeah, he's the military guy.
He's the military bad guy.
Yeah.
But there's also, like, terrorist bad guys, but he is the military bad guy. Yeah, I think it's Denzel Washington.
I may watch that movie again at some point.
Pretty
in my
good.
Life.
Pretty good. Anyway, Rainbow Six Siege. It's coming out December 1st. They just started the beta. I was in a technical test earlier this week. The open or closed beta started today.
Did you use a number 2 pencil?
Oh, no, I didn't. I used a number 6. Do you think that'll be a problem?
It's not going to count.
Oh, God, but I bubbled them in so good.
Yeah, but it's not going to count. The lead's not going to read.
I'm going to have to call the lead people and look into this.
Where did you find a number 6 pencil?
I bought... It was very expensive.
$38 a pencil.
It was really pricey. It's great lead, though. So good.
And it doesn't erase.
And not at all. I think it's called a pen. So, Rainbow Six Siege is kind of like the games you would play, at least that I would play as a kid after watching like a cool SWAT team show or a movie.
Car 54, where are you?
No,
the good SWAT team
I'm
show?
I'm trying to think, like, you know, there were those cool like special ops movies. None of them come to mind right now.
Navy SEALs.
Sure, with Charlie Sheen.
Die Hard.
Die Hard, but more like dudes in masks, you know, with...
Well, Die Hard had the SWAT team show up at one point.
Yeah, but they were kind of bumbling.
Well, they were bumbling just because they didn't know what was going on.
You know, I read a lot of Tom Clancy books as a kid, and I also played the original Rainbow Six.
Okay.
So it was kind of like, did you play any of the Rainbow Six games?
No.
Okay. Well,
didn't see one rainbow.
Not a single? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, not even Rainbow Two.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks.
So this is, it's a shooter. You're split into two teams. There's an attacking team and a defending team, and you switch off twice. The defending team, at least in the beta, is trying to defend inside of a house or a building, an area around... a bomb or two bombs.
So this is house party, and then there's two teams attacking.
That's right. So I'm kid.
Or your play.
You, as the defending team, you can really like fortify all the walls because just about everything is destructible.
Oh, I like that.
All the environments are destructible. You can shoot through everything. You can blow everything up unless you've taken the time to sort of like, you know, you can barricade up doors or you can put like these big metal plates in front of them. And conversely, if you're the attacking team, you have some tools to, like, blow through a window, or you can rappel down the side of the building and, like, kick the glass in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, flashbang grenades, regular grenades, all kinds of weapons, pistols, shotguns, submachine guns, blah, 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 blah. So, you know, the one team sort of spends a little bit of time fortifying the area around the bomb, like sort of setting up traps, barbed wire, you know, electrical stuff, gas grenades, cool. Whereas the other team drives in these little, they sort of look like, did you ever watch BattleBots? The robot show where the robots would fight?
Oh, a little bit.
That seems like a show you might have watched.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
So they're basically sort of like remote control cars that the attacking team drives in,
okay.
And they're trying to find out where the bomb is so they know where to attack the house.
Okay.
So that happens at the beginning.
Do they show up as like little butlers and stuff like that? Like, oh, just passing through, just making sure everything's up to speed?
It's very ineffective camouflage. Very, very ineffective. So you drive those in and you try to find out where the bomb is and you sort of try to figure out exactly where they might be hiding in the house or the building or whatever. And then the game starts and you go to it. You know, everybody can kind of just go up on the roof and then sort of rappel down from the roof, or you can go in through the front door or through the basement or whatever. It's a lot of fun. That game's a lot of fun.
It sounds fun.
It is. I think if they can sort of, I mean, it's pretty early. The game doesn't come out until December 1st. So the matchmaking and the server stuff right now is kind of janky, but it's early yet. It is a lot of fun. I've been playing that game a lot. And you can unlock different characters that have different abilities. For example, my favorite guy, his name is Fuse, and he has a thing where he sticks it on a wooden wall, like a just a, you know, not it couldn't go through concrete, let's say.
Sure.
But it could go through wood or drywall or whatever.
Okay.
And then you detonate it, and it shoots like a cylinder into the next room, and then from that cylinder it releases 15 small grenades.
Cool.
Yeah. And it blows up everything in the room that it goes into. It's very cool. The game is super neat. It's really slick, and hopefully it doesn't suck when it comes out. But I've been
playing
that.
Sounds like it'd be pretty hard to make it suck at this point.
Yeah. It does, doesn't it? But
does that happen?
Like, does a game look awesome in beta and then come out
and
sucks?
Yeah, like everybody's playing it, and they're going, this is great, this is great, great. And then something happens, and you go, can you think of a game where that had occurred? And why?
Evolve.
But what was so great about it before that got messed up when it got released?
The DLC package really kind of fucked that game.
Because it made everything
Fragmented. See, some people didn't have a thing and other people didn't have a thing. And, you know, I think, you know, you pay $60 for the game and then they want another $200 or whatever it was for all the DLC. Ish. For all the DLC. You know, it's good. It's bad marketing. That game failed because the player base, you know, on Steam, I think the top number of players right now is like 400 total.
Mm-hmm.
Which is crazy for a game like that. It should have
500.
Yeah, at least. Yeah, so Metal Gear Solid 5, Rainbow Six Siege, both very fun. Those are the two things that I've spent most of my time playing. I haven't had a ton of time for games over the last couple of weeks, but I've been playing those a lot.
Can I ask you if you got a game?
Yeah.
Showering with My Dad.
I saw it on Twitter. I didn't have a chance to write you back. I saw that it came out. I did not get it.
What do you know about this game?
I know that it's weird.
Yeah.
And I think it's mostly built for people to stream and laugh at.
Okay.
Yeah. What do you know about it?
Just that there was a game called Showering with My Dad, and I was told, like, you need to get that game. And I go, I don't have Steam.
Do we know how much it is?
I'm going to guess $8.
Okay.
Because
Showering with My Dad.
For that title Steam. Alone. Seems like that.
Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015.
That's right, it's a simulator.
That would be, hang on, we've got an age gate here. That would be 99 cents.
Really?
Yeah, I should probably pick that up after this, huh? We'll check it out.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
I'll check it out. We'll check it out after this.
Well, because you got me all excited for the game, the Shit My Pants.
Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015: Do you still shower with your dad? Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015: Do you still shower with your dad? Is a fast-paced shower simulation where you shower with your 8-bit dad. It's good, clean, fun. User reviews out of 2,200 reviews, overwhelmingly positive.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Those games are so fun and weird to me. I like that.
That seems like something we should probably maybe take a look at, huh? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll pick that up for 99 cents.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
You're saying it like you're bargaining, like, well, there goes that dollar.
Here are the features. Fast-paced dad showering simulation. Includes three dads. That's likely more than the average amount. Three different game modes, including Enduro Dad, endurance run, deadathlon, fast-paced dad matching, and dad divisions.
Wait, deadathlon or dadathlon?
Dadathlon.
Okay, because one's really grim.
Deadathlon. Yeah, it would be really ugly if that were the case. Yeah, so there you go. There's some free press shower with your dad simulator 2015.
I like the set of this.
There's a big bullet point here that says just why. Like, that's just like, features, what is it? And then why? And then the answer that the developers have given is, why not? So, there you go.
Are games usually that funny in their write-ups and descriptions?
The ones that want to be are.
Right.
But oftentimes,
or is it like, oh, that's not funny, shut up.
Yeah. That's mostly that. It's okay. Mostly sort of like, come on, cut it out. Stop it.
But how would Arnold Schwarzenegger say all that?
Come on, cut it out. Stop it. This isn't funny. All of this is not good comedy writing. You've got to do it. You've got to heighten. You've got to be bigger. And you can't just do the same. Okay, he gets, look at this. He comes from the asshole of a rhinoceros. Okay, what are you going to do in the next movie, huh? What are you going to do? You can't just, you know, do like a giraffe. No, it's got to be something bigger. I don't know what. I'm not a writer, but god damn it, it can't be another jungle animal.
It's constantly getting more angry. Brings up a point and then gets angry at that own point. No!
No, come on. This is absurd. You can't do it like this. What the fuck is wrong with you?
See, when he used to help out all those kids working out, you know, the big fitness regimen, I imagine he just yelled at those fat kids.
Okay, good. Lift and push. No, come on. Wrap your hands around the bar. No, this is... what are you doing? He gets frustrated very easily in my version of him. No, there's no crying. Stop it.
Oh, you're trying to breathe.
Anyway, so yeah, Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015. I assume you haven't played that.
I have not.
Okay.
I did play more of a... don't shit your pants.
Oh, yeah? Did you win?
Yeah.
How many ways did you find to lose?
I think I found all the ways to win and lose. I looked up one of the last weird way to win.
Yeah, what is it?
Because there's something strange in you check your pockets.
Okay.
And then there's pills and like it stops you from
shitting.
And it's a wait out process of like you take medication to prevent you from doing it. But I had to look that one up. There was no way I was going to just type in a bunch of weird commands.
Do you have to type in the prescription name of the medication? That would be pretty funny.
It's like a...
Swallow Imodium AD.
Oh, this game's brought to you by Imodium AD.
Oh, good. Well, it's a great guerrilla marketing tool. Very good. Gorillas love it.
So I played that for a bit. Sure. And that game you can't play for more than like 4 minutes.
No.
But that's fine.
No, it's ridiculous.
I played that game. I picked up Rare Replay.
Oh, yeah. The $30 Rare package of Rare games.
Or 20, motherfucker.
Oh, nice. Good. Yeah, good.
Got on sale.
Uh-huh.
And,
playing a lot of Perfect Dark?
No.
Okay. GoldenEye?
It's not on there.
Ah.
I played...
Chameleon? No. Cameo?
No.
Okay. Jetpack?
Yes.
That game's the worst.
Jetpack Refueled is a lot of fun.
It's hard as shit. The game's fucking hard.
Jetpack is really hard.
Yeah.
Jetpack Refueled is not.
I never played that.
That's the Xbox 360, Xbox Live remake of it. Like the Super HD.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Ramped up, cool music, cool graphics, all that.
Yeah.
Played a lot of that. I played a lot of the games that I've never played before.
Name two.
And
tell me about them.
A Tick Attack or some shit like that.
Okay.
It's terrible.
Okay. Okay, good. Yep.
Snake Rattle and Roll.
Oh, yes. Oh, man. I played that game in the NES. Super NES? NES.
NES.
NES. Oh, boy.
That
played
game,
the shit out of that game as a kid.
I don't know how.
It was that and Marble, because you don't know any better. It was that and Marble Madness as a kid that I played a lot of.
Marble Madness, I feel like you think you could get good at that game.
Snake Rattle and Roll,
you can't.
Boy.
The controls are so difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So unintuitive. It's on weird, since it is that, I don't know how you describe it. Like, it's on a grid.
Right.
Up, down, left, right, but it's all those buttons move you diagonally.
I'm trying to remember, because you're moving like a snake, right? That's sort of the...
Yeah, you have to basically either turn the controller in your hand to make it make sense that you're going up, down, left, and right.
Yeah.
Because it's not, it's all diagonal moves, so... and it's very finicky about jumps. Like, it's really, really pain in the ass. It's a time limit.
And you have to pick up segments of the snake, right?
Yeah, you have to. You have to build yourself to the full extent of the snake, because then in order to progress in the level, you have to jump on a scale, which rings the bell like at a carnival, to indicate that you're heavy enough, and then it'll open the door. But you have to do so much weird platforming in order to get to it. I think I got to the third level. it was the third or fourth level, and it was just so hard.
Yeah, I remember that being hard. Like a Battletoads level of hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty fucking hard.
Battletoads Arcade.
Right, which I don't think I ever played.
Neither did I.
How was it?
Battletoads Arcade is really fun. It's long.
Yeah. Well, those games are just designed to suck quarters out of you. That was their whole purpose.
Oh my god, and that's one of the worst. It's such a quarter cruncher.
Well, it's kind of like when you get those games now, and without the sort of pressure of having to just dump more money into it, they're not great. like the Simpsons arcade game or the Turtles arcade game, even X-Men arcade, my favorite.
I like them because now I've sunk enough money into them that now I've conquered it and I can play it.
Yeah. I have the X-Men arcade game on my iPad.
I have the... Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh. That's out for the iPad.
Oh, Dazzler.
Close. You're close, but you're way off. Is that it? You got one more?
That's what she says when no one picks her.
Yeah. Her thing was really hard to aim. Her tower was really hard to aim. It was good.
Yeah,
it was just you couldn't aim it.
Put it in the center
of
the room. Yeah,
that was tough. That was tough. Did you play anything else?
Battletoads Arcade, I beat.
Give me one more.
What else did I play?
Give me one more.
RC Pro-Am.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Played the hell out of that.
Okay.
Because now I'm better at it than I was as a child.
Yeah, because now you're an adult person.
But it's still really, really hard.
Yeah, I bet.
It reaches a certain point in the game where you go, I don't know what else I could do.
How do you feel about Iron Man Ivan Stewart's Off-Road? Remember that game?
Yes.
Arcade stand-up cabinet?
The arcade game was cool.
Yeah, the console home version, garbage. No. Right,
because
yeah.
Part of the fun was spinning the wheel way too much, and you go, oh, no!
Yeah, and you all turn around. U-turn. They have that at that barcade downtown, Bar 82.
I still never been there.
It's good. It's good. It's not great, but it is good.
Okay.
I kind of want to go to Blipsy's in, I think, Silver Lake or Los Feliz or wherever it is.
There's the other cool one, the one I've been to a couple times. I totally forget the name of it now, but it's in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that before. I remember.
Because they never put the name of the place is on the menu, but right. On the outside it's a Space Invader character.
Right. That's how you know.
That's how you know. That's the secret. It's like a speakeasy.
So
that was really fun and not fun at the same time, because I go, wow, there's a lot of these games I'd never want to play again.
Right. Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, the price was right.
Yeah, the price was right.
So.
A game that I've been hearing about, Josh.
Yes, Scott.
That I didn't even mention in the show previously, didn't even ask you about, because I just assumed. And when you assume, I make an ass out of me and me.
Okay. Yeah, you asked me.
Mad Max.
Oh, yeah. I heard it was okay.
I hear it's great.
I haven't played it. I heard it was all right.
I hear it's really great. I hear it's a mashup between, like, Batman, the Lord of the Rings game, and Assassin's Creed.
You know, that was a title where there was a lot of disconnect between what sort of professional reviewers thought of it and what just sort of average, everyday players thought of it. And somebody made a really interesting point and sort of chalked that up to open world fatigue on the part of the reviewers and the critics. Because they're playing everything, right? They're playing fucking Metal Gear and Batman and Mad Max and
it's their job.
And Shadow of Mordor. Mm-hmm. And it's their job. But after a while, you know, it sort of becomes more of the same. So I think that may sort of contribute to the generally middling reviews that game got.
From critics. But fans who just want to play a great game.
Yeah, people seem to really like it. The people who like it really like it. I will get it when it goes on sale. Because I've got so much else going on right now. I don't need nothing else.
I almost got it, but I'm like, I just bought Rare and I had a couple other games.
It'll drop real soon.
I kind of want to contribute to it because I feel it went under the radar and it's a game that sounds like it's really good. It should get that money. I don't want it to suffer critically.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that now.
But I can.
What?
Change your reviews.
I can go to somebody's house.
GameSpot, quick. At a 0.5.
And it wasn't like they got... It wasn't bad reviews. They were just fine. It was fine reviews, but now we sort of live in a world where fine
might kill the franchise.
Well, yeah, but whose fault is that? That's the fault of...
Yours.
That's, oh, no! No, that's the fault of, you know, publishers and developers who sort of, you know... You remember when Tomb Raider sold 1 million copies and it wasn't good enough?
The remember that? Latest
the latest Tomb Raider? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider sold 1 million copies and Eidos still was like, nah, not great.
That's such a bummer.
It's crazy. They're spending so much money and expecting such a huge return. Mm-hmm. Eventually something will have to give, I think. They cannot keep sinking, you know, hundreds of million or whatever it is into these games. And then, you know, if it fails, that'll sink your whole company.
Yeah.
Which is why we don't see a lot of new stuff. We don't see a lot of, like, new
IPs.
New IPs. I was trying to avoid saying IPs.
New
characters, new types, you know, like new
types of games.
New types of games.
Yeah, new
because
potential franchises.
Yeah, in the AAA space. The indie space, you do all kinds. Like, you can make Shower with My Dad Simulator.
Yeah, you can.
99 cents for it. But, you know, like, Sony, you know, what was the last first-party game Sony put out? It was The Order. It tanked. And we're not going to get another one. Like, they're not going to make a sequel to a shitty game.
Order up, order down.
You start to say done?
Yep.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, nice recovery.
Thanks.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting. People have made the argument, like, are we even going to have consoles in 5 more years, 10 more years? You know, it's an interesting time to be alive in video games, that's for sure. Spending that much money and potentially not gaining it back, especially if you're a publicly traded company and your stockholders want to see you make that paper, make that money, son.
Make that coin.
It doesn't exactly encourage innovation, you know?
Right.
You know, that's...
you want to go with what works.
Right.
That's why there's Assassin's Creed 87.
Oh, boy, don't get me fucking started on Assassin's Creed. Yikes. I don't know how many more of those we got left, quite frankly.
Well, Warner Brothers Interactive is the company that made the game. It made Mad Max.
Yeah, they also made Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
And they did Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for some reason, that didn't register to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't look at it.
Yeah.
And now that is a game company where I go, well, I'm not going to ignore the next game.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it attention.
Nor should you. They make good games.
Yeah.
I mean, Shadow of Mordor
I never thought Warner Brothers Interactive would be a company where mm-hmm. I go, well, I mean, that's a gaming company I need.
Maybe don't buy it on the PC.
I'm not
gonna. Not a problem for you. But, you know, Mortal Kombat, they published it. You know, that wasn't really them. But, like, yeah, Shadow of Mordor, amazing. Arkham Knight, fine.
How dare you?
And
brilliant.
Then, fine. Good. Good.
Great.
Good.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Order up.
yeah, man. It's I'm gonna get it. I'm glad you brought that up. Thank you for bringing that up because I just sort of
Mad Max
about
under
it.
The radar. If you're gonna get a game this holiday and you like the open world games, I assume. That's a solid purchase right there.
And quite frankly, by that point, it'll probably be like $40.
I thought it was going to be one of those games. I'm like, oh, it's not a movie tie-in, but it looks
like
a movie tie-in.
Yeah, it's been out for about a... Right, yeah, which is another weird thing.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it came out around the same time as the movie, but it's not related to the movie. That game's been in development.
But it's got its universe. Like, you can see the characters,
yeah.
But it's not Tom Hardy Mad Max. It's just a sort of generic...
Mad Max.
It's a, like, Red Faction guerrilla...
God.
Hi, I'm generic Clive.
Action guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where that game was in development for a long time, and then I'm sure at some point somebody came in and said, hey, we're making this movie, so you might want to throw some of this stuff in there? Because there's some stuff. There's a little bit of crossover.
Yeah.
But that game was in development before the movie was in development. Not true.
That
game was in development before the movie in its current iteration was in development. Because that movie was in the tank for a long time.
It had Mel Gibson in it like 10 years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Before it's like its current Furiosa Tom Hardy iteration.
That's crazy that the movie, for anybody that's seen that movie, and I fucking love it.
Yeah.
That movie got made before this game did.
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
Out in the desert. All the shit they built, all the chases, all the shooting, everything that it took, like one of the sequences was 300 days roughly.
Yeah, crazy, right?
That movie got made.
Good movie.
Before the game.
Good movie.
Wow.
I'm going to watch it again.
I own it.
I'm going to watch it again.
I'm going to watch it every day of my life.
I'm going to watch it.
Right after Ace Ventura.
Well, on that note, why don't we take a break? Take a quick break.
Shower with our dads.
Shower with our dads. And we'll come back on the other side with more 16 Bits Podcast. What do you think about that?
Yeah.
Okay, see you in a minute. Everybody, welcome back to the show. Nice to have you. Thank you so much for sticking around through that wonderful music brought to you by the Chiptunes Heroes. Scott.
Someone asked about that recently.
Yeah, right? They did. Yeah. Chiptunes Heroes. Great band. Great band.
On the Twitter, they're like, how do I get that music?
Yep. Good stuff. And we gave it, and we did not give it to them, but we gave them the name of the band so they could go on Bandcamp and pick up that album. It's mm-hmm. worth it. I think it's like $10 maybe. It was when I bought it. That was quite some time ago now.
Okay.
So, you know, we were talking about a game earlier that was sort of unique, I guess.
Cameo.
In that it was Cameo. The game is called Shower with Your Dad Simulator 2015. So during the break, Scott and I purchased, installed, and played that game for a very brief period of time. The game is 99 cents. So as it turns out, there's not a whole lot of content there. believe it or not, there's just not a ton.
Talk about some great tunes, though.
Good soundtrack. And you do get the soundtrack when you buy the game.
Yeah.
So, you know, we thought, okay, well, are any of these people available for an interview? Maybe we could set them up for a later show a couple of weeks from now or mm-hmm. whatever. And it turned out that one of them was available now, like right this second.
Yeah, because where your office is, where the game station's all set up,
right?
The bathroom's right across the way. Right across the shower.
Yeah, with the shower. So I went in to use the restroom, and lo and behold, somebody was in there showering.
Well, when you flush that toilet, you heard a yeah.
Oh, yeah. And that's how we found out. So I'm just gonna run. I'm just gonna run to the restroom, and I guess I'll just knock at the door.
Don't keep flushing the toilet. That's showering.
He'll get the point.
Okay.
He'll get the point. You introduce him. I'll be right back.
Yeah. Well, star of Showering with Your Dad Simulator 2015 is Donald the Showering Dad.
Hey, hello. How are you? What's going on here?
Oh, do you want a towel?
No, I'm good. I think I'll be all right. I mean, look at this. Wow. What is this chair? What is this upholstered with? This is nice.
Oh, no.
This is nice. Oh, look at that. No. Oh, boy.
Not only are you wet, you are out there and exposed.
Dogs are barking, you know?
Oh, my God.
Long day at the factory. Long, long day.
Yeah, long dog.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Yep.
Long. That's my favorite beer. Hey, you got a long dog? I brought my own. I keep them in the toilet tank, hide them from my bitch of a wife. You want a long dog? Here you go. There's one for me. There's one for you. We got a couple more in there if you need them. I am tired. What is this?
It's really hard to make eye contact with you. Could you please put that long dog over your long dog?
Here's the thing. I can only have a conversation if we never break eye contact. So I need you to look deep into my eyes.
Okay.
Okay. And hey, it's a little cold in here.
It doesn't look it. I'll be perfectly honest.
It's a little chilly in here. Okay. No, but no. Hey, no judgments. You know.
No. Hey, this judgment's not guilty. I mean, it reminds me of like showering with your dad, and you just see this behemoth of a thing, and you go, God, someday I don't want something that's that massive dangling between my legs, and then what do you know? You regret it.
Oh, I forgot. I have to go pick up the Ford Probe from the dealership. I'm having the transmission fluid changed. What are we talking about? I left it there. I dropped it off this morning. I got a rental. And now I'm here. I forgot. You know what? Sometimes what happens...
What?
you jump in the shower. You lose track of time. And the next thing you know, the game is halfway over. And you got to go to sleep and get up and go to work the next day.
You seem to be showering a lot. We're in a drought.
Yeah. Well, look, I put in one of those low flow shower heads. I put it in myself.
Uh-huh.
I went down to the Home Depot. I bought some plumber's tape. Some slip joint pliers.
Yeah.
Okay. New shower head made by Hamilton Beach.
I'll take your word for it. All these things are correct.
It's good. Yeah. A new 3/4-inch shower arm.
Uh-huh.
Gotta get one of those.
Oh, yeah.
And then on my way out, I saw a gift box of ratcheting screwdrivers, and I thought, oh, you know, Tim would like this.
Does Tim like that?
Yeah. Tim's a big tool guy. He lives next door.
Is he also one of the showering dads? Is he the ginger or the African-American gentleman?
Oh, yeah. He is a black fellow. Lives right next door. Got a huge collection of ride-on mowers.
Oh.
Loves them. I'm so jealous. I'll be honest with you. I've talked to Bethany about it, but it's just not happening.
Bethany is...
My wife.
Oh, the bitch of a wife.
Okay, hey, I can say it. You can't.
Sorry.
Watch your mouth, Buster Brown.
Wow, don't point your long hot dog at me.
What? No, this? Do you want one?
No.
I keep them in the toilet tank next to the beer.
No, please.
Okay, hey, you know, you're lost. Suit yourself.
Your long dog to
yourself. Farmer John's. Delicious. So good. Okay. So good. So what, do you got a show here? What is this?
Please, oh, your gesticulation is really flopping that thing
what,
around.
What, this over here? Hey. Over here?
Oh,
or over here?
It's still wet.
Huh? No, hang on. I'm just going to kind of spin my body around here a little bit, try to dry off.
You're the star of a new game.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Showering with Your Dad Simulator 2015.
You know, those kids came in and they said, hey, we'd like to get some motion capture of you in the shower. And I said, all right.
Who are the children showering with you? Are those your children, I hope?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no, I got six kids. only one of three. You know?
No.
Yeah, we only did. It's tough, you know, on my salary. I got to put two of them through college now.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Look, and quite frankly, with the Japanese coming in like they are, I just don't think there's going to be much room for advancement. I think what's going to happen is I'm going to be 60, and I'm going to be working at a Michael's Arts and Crafts.
Are the Japanese coming in?
Oh, yeah.
They are?
Yeah.
Still?
I work at a sushi factory.
Well, that's good. They probably, I'll be honest, they probably know more about it.
You ever see that movie Gung Ho?
I live it.
Yeah. Every day. Every day, Pally. Every day, Encyclopedia Brown. Mm-hmm. Every single day.
You know, I want to ask you.
What is it, Max Headroom?
There's a lot of, in the game, there's, of course, showering.
Yeah.
But in between the game select screens and the playing screens, there's dad jokes.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Roper, it's tough to come up with those. You know what I mean? Well, I'm laughing at my own jokes right now.
There, I mean, if you want to give one of the dad jokes that's in the game.
Oh, yeah. You know, we just call them jokes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they're really dad jokes.
Yeah, we just call them jokes.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to give out one of those dad jokes?
The grasshopper walks into a bar. Bartender says, hey, yeah, grasshopper, we got a drink named after you. And Grasshopper says, really? You got a drink named Steve? Yeah?
That's a dad joke.
Pretty good, right?
It is. Good. For yeah. A dad joke.
Yeah, pretty good. What's black, white, and red all over?
What?
I don't know, but I certainly don't want to meet him on the subway.
I don't really get it. I'll
good,
be honest. I don't
good.
Really get
hey,
it.
Hey, you want a vermouth? Just a straight vermouth?
Is this a dad joke?
No, this is a real question.
Oh, no, no, please.
Okay.
No, no.
You sure?
Yes.
I keep it in a cooler next to the toilet.
I don't. Like, you got so much stuff.
Hey, you need any magazines? I got a lot of old magazines here I'm trying to get
what
rid of.
What do you got?
Disney Adventures. National Geographic.
No.
I got that here. Really Popular Mechanics, but I only got about six of those, and they're all from 1993.
No, those aren't anything that I'm really interested in. I'm sorry.
All right, well, you're lost, Three's Company.
Your game is a big
hit.
Sensation.
Big hit. Yeah, I'm hoping I can retire on that video game money.
Why should
I don't understand them.
Why should people get this game?
Okay, I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
I'm going to lay it out for you right here.
All
right,
Donald.
I got six kids. I need that money.
Oh, that's it.
I need that money real bad.
What about, is there anything in particular enjoyment factor for people playing this game? I mean, we found it to be quite
tell fun. Tell you what, you want a little secret? Give you a little video game secret?
Sure.
Helpful hint?
Sure.
There's a secret code?
Sure.
But you got to type it in a special way.
Oh, what's the code?
Here, I'm going to show you.
Type
it in like this.
No, you like put your dong
this.
On the... No.
And
I'm not
there
even
we go.
Looking. I'm not looking at the code.
Five extra lives is
yours. You got your penis on the table. I don't
want
to...
Oh, this?
Yeah, no, it's out. It's been out this whole time.
Well, you know what? You got to give what... You got to use what the good Lord gave you. You know?
You are... You definitely are, but it's...
Oh, God, I forgot to call Sears. They were supposed to come out and fix the washing machine this afternoon.
Well, maybe if you weren't showering so much, I'll be honest. You shower way too much. Your fingers and toes are very pruny.
Very pruny. You know, I should probably get going. They're going to come out and fix the transmission belt on the washing machine. And, I should probably be here to make sure they do the job.
Yeah, you don't want to be caught in the shower while that's going on.
No. Especially just a few more minutes, maybe.
And maybe, you know what, maybe also, let your kid shower on his own.
Oh, no, Mark can't.
He can't?
No, he can't shower on his own.
Why?
He's no idea. He's never used a shower by himself before.
It's always been with you.
Yeah, every single time.
There has to be a point where your son can shower on his own.
Yeah, no, believe me, I would love to do it, but Bethany, she's... Boy, empty nest, right?
You're a bitch of a wife.
Yeah, hey, I can say it.
Oh, sorry.
All right, I can say it, Sesame Street. Not you. Not you.
Well, hey, maybe sometime...
Hey, this has been fun. Let's do it again sometime, all right?
Maybe you'll shower with one of us.
Ed, I think I'd really like that.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah. Sounds good. You want to touch dicks?
No.
Or, okay.
No,
all right. No, well, all right. No, this has been fun. I'll see you later. Hey, how'd it go?
I thought he was going to cry at the end, but he just wanted to touch dicks.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's one of those.
Did you just shower?
I feel great.
Put a towel on.
I can't.
Put a towel on.
I got a drip dry.
Oh, God.
Just swing this around here.
Stop it.
Well, that's going to do it, I guess, for our show. This
You're
has been...
not Rod Tidwell from Jerry Maguire. Get a towel.
This has been the 16 Bits Podcast. We're here Thursdays most of the time. We're on Twitter at 16 Bits Podcast, on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/16bitspodcast, and at 16bitspodcast.com.
Are you showering with your dad? Let us know on Twitter.
Yeah, please tell us.
And are you playing the game?
Yeah, are you? Or maybe you're doing both at the same time.
Right.
Be careful, don't get electrocuted.
Careful.
That's a real danger.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for us today. Thanks again for listening. Scott, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Guess where I'm going after this.
Lemonade?
Yeah.
It's going to be so good.
It's going to be good.
Thanks, folks. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.